This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and our status as the greatest nation on God's green earth seems to be getting more and more definitive. And why definitive? Well, because of what's going on in China. China's capital, Beijing, according to Reuters, closed more businesses and residential compounds on Friday, a week ago, with authorities ramping up... Actually, it's this Friday, with authorities ramping up contact tracing to contain a COVID-19 outbreak, while resentment at the month-long lockdown in Shanghai grew. Now, this has... an impact on America in terms of the supply chain, but obviously the impact and the indication of what it is doing to China and to the regime and its popularity, that is also very relevant. Meanwhile, there is a North Korea preparing for its first nuclear test since 2017. Haven't you missed those nuclear tests from Kim Jong-un? To talk about all of that, nobody better, literally nobody better to talk to than Gordon Chang. You can reach him, by the way, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, and where he looks forward, I'm sure, to working with Elon Musk. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War, a leading expert on America's challenges, and that's the right way to describe them, in the Indo-Pacific region. Gordon, first of all, what's the deal with Kim Jong-un selecting this particular magical moment for his new nuclear test?
Michael, he is threatening not only to defend himself with his nuclear weapons, he also, a couple days ago, threatened to use them first. And this really is an indication that the threats that Vladimir Putin and China have been making to use their most destructive weapons is now become very normal. I think that both Beijing and Moscow have normalized the use of these threats, which means we're in an exceedingly dangerous world because everybody who has these weapons are now threatening to take out American cities.
And China also is calling its relationship with Russia a new model for the world, that reported by Bloomberg. What does that mean?
I think that it means that, in effect, that there is indeed this new world order that people have been talking about, and that China and Russia are going to be firm friends, even though the Russians are committing atrocities in Ukraine and, of course, invaded the country. So essentially, Beijing is saying, look, we don't care. We are supporting Putin, and if you don't like it, you can come after us.
And do you agree with the widespread assumption that the tough time that Russia has faced after its invasion of Ukraine may play some role in discouraging a similar invasion of Taiwan by China?
I think that when you look at the various factors, some inhibit and some actually encourage Beijing to invade Taiwan or take on some other neighbor. I'm not saying it's going to occur this year. I actually don't think it will because Xi Jinping wants his precedent-breaking third term as general party secretary, and the tradition holds that'll be determined at the end of this year, October or November. But I do think that as Xi Jinping weighs all of these factors, that it's more likely that there will be some sort of invasion of Taiwan, largely because Xi Jinping sees that the world is moving against him. That gives him a limited period of time. And also, and this is the most important factor, he doesn't think very much of the United States, even less than he did before. So this is an exceedingly dangerous period for not only Taiwan, but for the United States and everybody else.
You said an attack on Taiwan or another neighbor. Which other neighbor? Japan? I mean, who else would he attack?
Well, there is India, Japan, and the Philippines would be the ones that come to mind. Because we've seen, for instance, last November, China almost seized another Philippine shoal, and were it not for a threat by the State Department to use force against China, the Chinese would have engaged in another act of aggression. With regard to Japan, there's always the pressure on the Senkaku Islands in the East China Sea, and Chinese troops are actually in Indian-controlled territory in Ladakh, high in the Himalayas. So Beijing is pushing out against a lot of countries right now. They're not the only targets, but they are the ones that I think are the most important. So the big four would be India, Philippines, Japan, Taiwan.
Okay, what's incredible about this is there was footage that people have replayed. India appears to have been very much like China, waffling on any condemnation of Russia or what Russia has done in attacking Ukraine. Is India trying, as it did for generations, actually, during the Cold War, to play it up the middle, to be a non-aligned nation, or leaning actually toward this Chinese-Russian axis?
India is not leaning toward China. They see in New Delhi China as the main threat, as they should. But they have been getting supplies of Russian weapons continually. Moscow has helped India supply the army. Also, the other thing is that India was disheartened and angered at the chaotic American withdrawal from Afghanistan. And apart from Afghanistan, India perhaps is the country most disadvantaged by what we did. That delegitimized our friends in New Delhi, and that means that the pro-Russian element in the security establishment in the Indian capital is now ascendant. So this is bad American policy having all sorts of consequences that are going to last a very long time. That's not excusing India for not condemning Ukraine, but it is to explain that the primary cause of this is a failure in Washington.
Meanwhile, speaking of failures in Washington, failure in Pyongyang, North Korea is now one of only two countries that have done nothing to administer COVID-19 vaccines. How's that worked out?
It's not worked out very well. There have been the government in Pyongyang has locked down North Korea. It's severely shaken the economy. They closed off their land borders with China and Russia. In the last 3 or 4 months, they've started to open that up again. But North Korea has had a really bad time of it from an economic point of view, and they have suffered quite a lot. You know, so far right now, it looks like they may have gotten past it. But as we've seen in China, as we've seen in Taiwan, as we've seen in Hong Kong, and even to a certain extent in our own country, Omicron comes right back. It's uncontrollable. And what we have, I think that North Korea could very well be hit again.
And by the way, the other country, Eritrea, is also not a model of democratic stability. Exactly. Foreign Affairs is reporting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sensed an opportunity. Since the invasion began, he's tested a slew of ballistic missiles. Kim's objective, he says, in Foreign Affairs, is the aim to develop weapons capable of overwhelming U.S. national missile defense. Do you think that's the goal?
Well, certainly that's the goal. That's to hold the U.S. in hostage. North Korea has never given up its goal of ruling the entire Korean peninsula. And so that's their ultimate aim. But short term, they want to make sure the U.S. doesn't come to South Korea's aid. And, you know, they see an opportunity because the Biden administration, of course, is preoccupied with Eastern Europe. And so the North Koreans are going to do what they can to advance both their ballistic missile and their nuclear weapons program. They never really stopped. I mean, even when they stopped testing, they were still developing.
You can read more at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. That's Gordon G. Chang. Gordon's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. We will be right back with more on The MedVed Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, here at home, the political battles continue. Will they be impacted by the selection of a new Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board? The new selection by President Biden to lead that board is a woman named Nina Jankowicz, who is the author of How to Lose the Information War, Russia, Fake News, and the Future of Conflict. A good title. She's advised Ms. Jankiewicz, the Ukrainian government, on strategic communications under the auspices of the Fulbright Clinton Public Policy Fellowship, and her writing has been published in the Washington Post, New York Times, Atlantic, etc. And again, the question about the entire board, the entire project, is deeper and more troubling than the selection of this particular individual. Meanwhile, there is discussion, some of it extremely pressing for Democrats, because if Democrats have any hope at all of anything other than a total wipeout coming up in the election for this midterm in November of this year, that hope is going to depend upon winning the same kind of percentage of black voters that they have won in the past. But there is all kinds of evidence, that some of it raised on CNN by Van Jones, about the disappointment of black voters and the disillusionment of black voters when it comes to the Biden administration. Here is Van Jones, former official in the Obama administration. He was an advisor on actually energy policy with Obama and the impact of energy and conservation issues on environmental issues on the black community. Van Jones talking about the day-to-day reality for black folk under the Biden leadership. Clip 15.
Day-to-day reality for black folks hasn't improved. Black folks have, back, you know, because of inflation and other things, gotten worse. And so you're starting to see that disappointment factor set in.
Do you think it will change the voting patterns?
Well, listen, I think that it may well. Also, don't forget, you have had a concerted effort on the part of conservatives to recast the Republican Party as the party of the multiracial working class.
Okay, and that has an impact. There is also this from CNN about the support that Biden is receiving right now, according to polls from the black community. This is clip 11.
You have found that Biden's approval with black Americans is down. How far are we talking here?
I mean, it's really down. I mean, you can see it here. At the beginning of his term, he was at 87%. Look at where he is over the last few months, 67%. That's a 20-point drop. And not only is it a 20-point drop, that's 67%. Barack Obama, the last Democratic president, never dropped below 75% in any Gallup poll. So this is lower than Barack Obama ever was.
Do you know what's driving this? What's behind it?
Well, there are a number of things that are behind it. But, you know, one of the things that I think is so important as we look towards the midterm elections, right? If you look at younger voters, you don't really see that there was much of a change with them in terms of their generic ballot or how they would vote for Congress, even though they had soured on Biden. But look here, the choice for the House of Representatives among black voters. In the 2020 election, Democrats won them by 77 points. Look at the recent average of polling. They're only winning them, get this, by 62 points.
Okay, now 62 points still seems like a big margin. But the difference in the margin suggests a real trouble for Democrats. And there's something else that is more deeply troubling, which is the idea that the turnout may not be what Democrats need or hope to achieve in order to get reelected. And this is why they can't, or at least they think they can't, do the right thing. There's a nominee for a district court judgeship whose name is Nusrat Jahan Chowdhury. She is being trumpeted. She is a Bengali American from Bangladesh, and she is being trumpeted as the first Muslim woman to receive a federal judgeship in the district court in the eastern part of New York. And, okay, she made a statement that every single day in America, every day in America, there's an unarmed black man killed by a cop. Now, that would be impossible when, in all recent years, the number of unarmed black men killed by cops, not a single year has it been more than 20. There are more than 20 days in a year. So you would have to have such a massive explosion of deaths of unarmed black people by cops for this to be even vaguely justified. She was testifying in her confirmation by the Senate, and I think her confirmation is very dubious and much in trouble. She was testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana grilled her very appropriately on her prior statement, which she claimed she didn't make as a judge. She was speaking as an advocate. Listen to their exchange, clip 5.
This is a really simple question, Counselor. Do you believe that cops kill cops of unarmed black men in America every single day? You said it at Princeton.
Senator, I said it in my role as an advocate.
Oh, okay. You didn't mean it.
Senator, I said it in my role as an advocate to make a rhetorical point.
So when you say something that's incorrect, it's okay to excuse it by saying, oh, I was being an advocate? What do you believe? Do you personally believe that cops kill unarmed black men every single day in America?
Senator, I believe law enforcement have an important and challenging job in this country.
That's not what you said, though, Counsel.
Senator, I say before you here today that I do believe law enforcement has a difficult and challenging job, and I also understand the difference.
I just think that's an extraordinary statement to make with no data to back up. None whatsoever. There's no basis for you saying that. And you knew it then, and you know it now.
And he is entirely correct. It is a total outrage. And this particular case, why couldn't she admit and say, I misspoke? I think one of the biggest problems we have, and we have it very much on the left, and we have it, unfortunately, occasionally on the right, is people being unwilling to acknowledge, I made a mistake. I misspoke. Because politicians do that all the time. But that is a particularly obnoxious distortion. We will be getting to a fundamental question asked of a group of college students. Do billionaires have too much money? The answers? Well, that may surprise you. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
On the Michael Medved show, with the election approaching rapidly and heating up, there are a whole series of questions. One of the questions involves the difficulty that Republicans appear to have in allowing candidates to proceed and to compete unencumbered in primaries when they have very serious legal problems. Right now, over the weekend, President Trump is apparently planning a rally in Nebraska where he's going to be rallying together with one of the candidates for governor, the candidate that Trump has endorsed, who is a member of the actually has been prominently involved in the Republican Party and was an advisor to Trump on agricultural issues. But he's also accused, his name is Charlie Herbster, and he has an interesting background, but he has been accused by eight different women, including a fellow Republican who is a state senator in Nebraska. Now, they officially have in Nebraska a nonpartisan legislature, but Senator Slama is young. She is 26 years old, and she is a state senator, and she has claimed that she was groped and assaulted by this Charlie Herbster. And if there are seven other women who have come forward, a total of eight women making charges against this guy, shouldn't we be able to pick someone who is less tarnished for representing the Republican Party as to who will be the governor of Nebraska, which, after all, is a very conservative state? The Senator Slama, who made the charge, by the way, is a former aide to the governor of Nebraska, Governor Ricketts, and he's term limited. This idea of President Trump taking this particular candidate and pushing him forward. Or there's a candidate named Teddy Daniels who was charged with assault, and there are actually court orders against him concerning three different women, including two different women with whom he had children out of wedlock while involved with somebody else. And he's a huge guy. He's apparently 6'6 and 380 pounds and heavily, heavily tattooed. And he's also endorsed by President Trump. He's a candidate for lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania. Shouldn't conservatives at least go along with that idea that character counts, or at least it's not irrelevant? And meanwhile, from a point of view that is not really conservative at all, but it is very sensible, there's a blistering column against Democrats. And bears the title, Seven Lessons Democrats Need to Learn Fast. And they say if we're going to prevent that kind of catastrophe, he's talking about a complete wipeout of the Democratic Party on every level, governorships, House, Senate, and ultimately presidency in 2024. David Brooks at the New York Times says the Democrats need to learn the following lessons. Number one, it is possible to overstimulate the economy. Many progressives persuasively argue that Barack Obama didn't go big enough to stimulate the economy after the financial crisis. It appears the United States has now gone far too big. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Real wages have fallen. Almost 70% of Americans think the economy is in poor shape. Much of the inflation is being driven by global energy and supply chain issues. But at 8.5%, inflation in America is a lot higher than in, say, Europe. Some economists estimate that the Democratic Party and its $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan added between 2 and 4 points to the U.S. inflation rate. I mean, how much would Joe Biden and the Democrats give right now to get those 4 points, 2 to 4 points reduced on the inflation rate? What a difference it would make. Point two that Democrats need to learn. Law and order is not just a racist dog whistle. Yes, from George Wallace to Donald Trump, that rhetoric has been used as a dog whistle. Yes, every discussion of crime and policing needs to include the outrageous racial disparities that permeate the system. At the same time, the first job of government is to reestablish order so people can feel secure. Democrats do not have an effective anti-crime posture at a time when crime is surging. In New York City, for example, while the murder rates fell, overall crime was up 37% in March compared with a year earlier, driven by a 50% increase in grand larceny auto, a 48% increase in robbery, and a 48% increase in burglaries in 1 year. And this impacts the way that people live. We were just talking to a friend of ours, lives in Los Angeles for a long time, with a crime on her block at where you can't even get a prompt response on police officers because it's become so incredibly common. Gangs of people actually going around and checking car doors and parked cars on a neighborhood street, residential street, to see what car doors are open or what might be left on a car seat. Maybe some of you have experienced some of the same thing. They also advise, David Brooks advises Democrats, don't politicize everything. Education has traditionally been a Democratic strong point. A Washington Post ABC News poll in 2006 found that voters trusted Democrats more than Republicans to do a better job handling education by over 20 points. When the Post ABC News poll asked about the issue this last November, the advantage was down from 20 points to 3 points. And the argument is that what people are disliking about Democrats on education is they politicize everything. They want to send political messages, messages about sexuality and religion and much more, from one point of view into too many schools, and that alienates parents. Border security is not just a Republican talking point. During one of the Democratic presidential primary debates in 2019, almost all candidates on stage backed the idea of decriminalizing unauthorized border crossings. That sent the signal that the Democratic Party had shifted significantly to the left on immigration. Today, 59% of voters believe that the U.S. has effectively an open southern border. You can't pretend that it's not an issue. People of color is not a thing, says David Brooks. That's one of the lessons they have to learn. It was always odd to create a group identity that covered a vast majority of humanity. In this country, the phrase of people of color sometimes covers over a wide array of different ethnic experiences. It contributes to a simplistic, oppressor or oppressed narrative in which Republicans are supposed to be on one side and people of color are supposed to be on the other. Deficits do matter, another point that needs to be learned. And finally, the New Deal happened once. Year after year, Democrats imagine that if they can hand people checks and benefits, they'll be rewarded with votes, allowing them to build a dominant majority coalition. It's not that simple. I enthusiastically supported many of those policies, but we live in an age in which culture, values, and identity issues drive politics at least as much as policy. And that is a very direct and important bit of news. Speaking of culture driving policy, there's a new policy in one of the big events in the world of culture, the Tony Awards. What is that new policy? That's very relevant to some of what we were just talking about. We will be right back on the Medved Show with the answer.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Tony Awards are coming up. We will get to your calls in just a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Tony Awards are introducing a brand new policy. It is a no violence policy. This to prepare for the 2022 show. The Tony Awards, and this, of course, the awards for the best achievement on Broadway. They do musicals, they do plays, basically highlight live theater. And the Tony Awards have introduced a new policy on how it will handle potential violence during the live show. Do you think this might have something to do with Will Smith, who, to the best of my knowledge, has never been a Broadway star? Maybe he may have done some work there, but it's known primarily, of course, for television and movies. The Tony Awards has a strict no-violence policy. The letter reads, in the event of an incident, the perpetrator will be removed from the event immediately. Perhaps they should advertise on an onstage flight to encourage viewers to actually watch the snooze fest. I mean, Tony Awards do not get huge dramatic kind of ratings. They just don't. And Jeremy's telling me now, if you want to watch a much better show, Edmonds Heights, Into the Woods, that's a great Stephen Sondheim show. Actually, Jeremy, you know, our daughter Sarah was in two different productions of Into the Woods. One after when she had her own theater company after college, and one in high school. And she played different parts. Madison Steiner is starring in an Edmonds Heights production of Into the Woods. And James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim take everyone's favorite storybook characters and bring them together for a timeless yet relevant piece and a rare modern classic. the Tony Award-winning book and score, both Enchanting and Touching. They are. It's a great show. Most of the productions that they do are edited, and the darker elements of the show, which come later in the development, are left out to make it more accessible and satisfying for a broad and youth audience. This is Rated G, this production. There will be info posted on our website. It's taking place this weekend, coming up, and next weekend as well. And you can see Madison Steiner, a budding star, in person, and there will be no violence. Let us go quickly to Doug in Tacoma, Washington. Doug, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hello, Mr. MedVed, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a recent longtime future listener in this time slot from 12 to 3, so I really appreciate the fact that you are what I would call a fair and balanced kind of person who can analyze things from both sides of the spectrum and kind of give the truth of what things really are. And my comment was originally about you had made some analysis of how Donald Trump is endorsing a candidate who has baggage, similar to Donald Trump's baggage that he brought into the presidency. And it wasn't so much that, I guess it's my question to you is, how can not only the Republican Party, but politics in general, not keep going down those kinds of rabbit holes, because it's very Jerry Springer-esque, where so many people identify with watching the Jerry Springer-style shows, which was just constant mayhem, and they found that amusing, where normal politics and statesman-style leading of the country or a state or a city or a town is boring to most people. They don't find legitimate policies and people who talk policies interesting.
You're asking a huge question. It's part of the problem, and again, I think that our whole medium of talk radio and the medium of cable news talk shows, we all contribute to this blurring of the lines between politics and entertainment. Now, I don't mean that politics should be boring, but the idea that it's going to be, because it's not just like Jerry Springer, it's like World Wrestling Federation or WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, and with people calling each other out in the locker room. Jeremy, do you have that? We played it the other day, the segment from the Ohio Senate debate, this for the Republican nomination for Senate in Ohio. And for the Republican Party, which is a party of Lincoln and Reagan and Eisenhower and Theodore Roosevelt, and to descend to this, yes, because it's so... Okay, this is two of the front runners for the United States Senate, the world's greatest deliberative body, and you hear Josh Mandel, who's a former state treasurer who's run before for the Senate, not one. And it's a guy named Mike Gibbons, who is running against him, who's a businessman, who was a nominee, also lost previously. And here they are on stage, on camera, televised across the state, hoping to be a successor to the outstanding Republican Senator Rob Portman. And it sounded like this.
Well, stock in Chinese Petro.
I personally didn't buy the stock.
You made millions off it, sir.
I don't think I made millions off of anything. I'd love to have made millions off of Chinese Petro. First of all,
Shanghai Shenda and Chinese Petro.
Buying a second, you may not understand this because you've never been in the private. No, you don't.
I do.
You've never been in the private sector in your
life. I've worked.
Watch.
Two chores in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked. Don't tell me I haven't worked.
You don't know squat.
It's okay, right?
You don't know squat.
Two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked.
Cross, buddy, you're gonna
you back off.
Come on. Never that will happen.
Sit down.
Never.
Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
You swear it away with the wrong dude.
No, you got to deal with the wrong body. You watch what happens. You watch what happens.
Sit down.
It's just, okay, you, Doug, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Had you heard this before?
You know, it's, I haven't heard that specific one, but after watching the Biden-Trump debate and how that kind of devolved that way, it's similar. That Donald Trump wasn't a statesman in any form or fashion. And I know that I don't want to be told something just to hear what I want to hear. I want somebody who is intelligent enough to actually... Hold on a second. Rodney?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Okay. yes, please. Sorry, Michael.
Yeah, no, that's quite all right. We've got other conversations going on too, but no, you're right. Again, we don't expect everyone to be a statesman. Not everybody's going to be a Lincoln. Not everybody's going to be a Churchill. But I don't know to be at least at some level of dignity. And right now, there's a former governor of Missouri who is running for Senate, and he's looks like he's going to get the Republican nomination. And it's a shame because this is a guy who was forced to resign because he was having an affair in the basement of his home, which had been set up for doing S&M, with his hairdresser, who was coming to dress his hair fairly regularly. And then he threatened her with a photograph of her nude that if she talked to anyone about it, like her husband or his wife, he would publish the nude photograph. And there's more. He resigned as governor because he was about to be impeached. Now he's running for Senate. And nobody seems to care. And the idea that basically there are no standards anymore in terms of personal behavior is very problematic, because what integrity means it comes from the same word like integral. It comes from the idea of consistency, that something that applies, that you're not detached, that you haven't said, well, that's just my personal life, it doesn't matter. And the idea that people in business, if there's one charge of sexual assault and you're a business executive, or even if you're in the arts, you will be canned. Right now, Trump is appearing with a candidate for governor in Nebraska who has 8 women claiming he assaulted them. I mean, we can do better, and Americans deserve better. And no, these questions are not irrelevant. And Republicans ought to uphold higher standards because character does count in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.